One of Australia's big four banks has flagged a big hit to its half-year profit as a result of the Financial Services Royal Commission. The ANZ Bank has announced that it'll pay out an additional $500 million to customers to compensate them for the misconduct revealed in the inquiry. And it's not expected to be the last compensation update as the Royal Commission costs continue to mount for the major banks. Join me now in the studio with more on that is the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, it's a big number. How significant is this latest financial hit for the ANZ?
Well, Eleanor, this is another big self-imposed and very painful hit after the Royal Commission revelations we heard consistently through last year. In a statement to the share market this morning, the ANZ revealed its provisions for remediation costs is rising by $559 million. That means additional money the ANZ has to put aside for historical matters. That's spin for dealing with ethical and at times questionable behaviour relating to the fees for no service scandal that was found right across the major banks. And over the full year, this remediation bill for the ANZ is expected to rise to $682 million.
And the ANZ's only the latest bank to make an announcement like this. How does it compare with the other major banks?
Well, it's been a busy week, Eleanor. Just last week, the National Australia Bank, which figured highly in the Royal Commission, announced additional provisions of $1.18 billion. That will cut earnings at the NAB by a similar amount. That's also for potential customer refunds of advisor fees in the self-employed advisor sector. Also last Friday, we saw the first Royal Commission-related charges with the Commonwealth Bank's insurance arm CommInsure hit with 87 criminal charges relating to hawking or cold calling breaches that could result in fines of $1.8 million, and that case gets underway next month.
And Peter, briefly to the broader economy, a business survey out today is hardly optimistic. Tell us about that.
Well, this is the latest monthly business survey from the National Australia Bank, and it notes that the continued falls in consumer and business confidence continues. That's despite three interest rate cuts, the latest last week to a new low of 0.75%. In September, confidence actually rose slightly, but it remains well below the long-term average. But the NAB's chief economist, Alan Oster, sees conditions remaining, quote, deeply negative, and those rate cuts aren't doing very much at all to turn sentiment around.
Peter Ryan, thank you very much.